finding ways to store energy will be a key in reaching states' renewable energy goals. One way getting a lot of attention in Washington state is pumped hydro. Several projects are in the works, including what would be the largest such facility in the region. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Courtney Flatt explains.
Looking over the edge of a Columbia River Gorge slope, you can see the river more than 2,000 feet below. A former aluminum smelter sits to the left at the bottom of the cliff. Wind turbines from one of the largest wind farms in the state spin nearby on the cliff's edge. This site near Goldendale in Klickitat County could one day help solve a downside of current renewable energy technology. The wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine, but this type of project is not without controversy.
This particular site has been studied for pump storage for more than 30 years.
That's Eric Stimley with Rye Development, one of the companies behind the Goldendale project. The Goldendale Pump Storage Hydropower Project would be the largest of its kind in the Northwest. Pump storage is an old technology that's recently received a lot of study and interest from companies looking to build energy storage projects in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho. Storage will be an important part of energy systems in the future, says Vladimir Curataro with Argonne National Laboratory.
If we want to have a green and clean power system, we definitely need a lot of storage.
Here's why. Many states, including Oregon and Washington, have set renewable energy goals. But renewable energy projects aren't always generating energy. Storage facilities like pumped hydropower or batteries mean
you can have it on tap and use it when you need.
Here's how it works. There are two reservoirs, typically one high up on a hilltop, the other down below. When there is a lot of electricity available, water is pumped from the lower reservoir into the higher one. Then, when more electricity is needed, the water in the upper reservoir is released through turbines back into the lower reservoir. Different types of storage are good for different applications, and there will need to be a mix of pump storage and batteries to properly integrate renewable power onto the grid, says Vishvanathan, an energy storage researcher at Pacific Northwest National Laboratory.
I like to use the analogy of marathon versus a sprinter versus a middle distance runner.
In the future, the grid will need smaller, sprinter-like technologies, such as batteries, and more marathon-like technologies, such as pump storage. Researchers say Washington has good geography and geology for new pump storage facilities. But there are drawbacks. The application process can be lengthy and expensive, sometimes taking up to 10 years. The pumped hydropower project near Goldendale is one of the first in the country to apply for an expedited licensing process with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That concerns groups like the Yakima Nation, who have opposed the project from the start. They say the site footprint would impact sacred cultural resources such as ceremonial, burial, and ancestral use sites. At a Washington Senate committee hearing earlier this year, Yakima Nation Fisheries Manager Paul Ward spoke against the Goldendale project.
And this is another example of energy development in the West that comes at a cost to the Yakima Nation.
The project has received strong support from several groups, including the Klickitat Public Utility District and county commissioners. They've called it a game changer. Eric Stimley says the company is working with state regulators to come up with environmental protection plans.
We are very interested in developing an environmentally benign project that's of great benefit to the community. To that extent, we've proposed a project we feel has very limited impacts on the landscape.
The federal environmental process to study those project plans is expected to begin this fall. A decision could take a couple years. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.